It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yeah, let's do this. It's the 4Play Podcast. My name is K.O. I'm in the studio with a bunch of men. Very disturbing. Oh my goodness. too many men. Well, shouts to my mans though. Shouts to Detox, Mega, and Eric.
Yo.
What's up?
This should be an interesting one. On this edition, we are going to be talking about sex on the first date.
Give me some.
Okay. I think the major concern is women feeling like it'll make them seem cheap.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I wonder if they are happy couples that are married today, living happily ever after, even though they had sex on the first date. But even if that is the case, would they even share that story? Like, oh man, your mom, you know, the first day I met her.
Well not to the kids. Date. Come on, man. Not to the kids. Not to the kids.
You know what I think about this sex on the first date thing is, it's like one of those things that we created as men to become a problem for us. Why do I say this? I mean, back in the day, a good number of guys would consider you a cheap girl if they had sex with you the very first time you guys went out on a date. It's the mission. Oh yeah, eventually I want to fuck you though. But man, we've been used to being the, you know, chasers, and if you make it harder, it has always been the perception, you know, and she's not a cheap girl. If she can give it to me so easily, perhaps they're fucking her around. She's been around the block. It was like a narrative that was all over the place.
A very narrow-minded narrative.
Yeah, so girls got wind of it and decided, if I'm at your place for the first time, no, we shouldn't have sex. They might consider me as cheap. Time went by and the same guys decided, you know what, times have changed now. Why? We could have sex on the first date, but it doesn't mean you're cheap. And so now it becomes a problem. We're not even sure what's going on because we created it. Now we want to have sex on the first date, so it's gonna sound somehow when a girl says no because it's on the first date.
Yeah, aren't we just problematic people? We create problems for ourselves, you know. Now, in all honesty, I feel like it's supposed to be, I mean, we're adults. If you want to get it down on the very, I mean, it's okay for you to see someone and be like, I want to really fuck this dude.
Ooh.
I mean, it's very okay.
But girls have that, those kind of
things. Yes, they do.
All the time.
But then again, like I said earlier, you know, it's us. We always have the issue. The problem we seem to have is we, just like Detox said, it's like you're cheap. Most guys back then, right, the evolution of sex on the first date, will find it difficult to actually take a girl serious after laying her down that first time. They always tend to jet off. And that's the reason why a lady is like cautious. I really want to see what he is up to before I give him the coochie. Yeah. Because I know, I mean, there's so many interesting things that she wants to find out about you. But guess what? You are out there for the pussy. You get the pussy and then you're like, peace, love, blessings. I'm done.
Why? I mean, see, you have to understand something, all right? Why have it once when you can enjoy it multiple times?
Why risk having it once when you can never have it again?
Well, that's not a risk. How could you possibly call that a risk?
A risk of, I am not giving this dude again. This is the only thing that he gets.
That's why you have to work. If you get that chance the one time, kill it the one time.
Okay, now you're talking about the effort, Abby.
Yes! See, listen. Look, yeah. Your average guy wants to just wham bam, thank you ma'am. But if you just, you know, step back from that,
yeah, and you're like Eric and his analysis.
Yeah.
Your average guy, man.
Okay, but
the wham bam 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 bam.
Now, if you, like, seriously guys,
let's but go.
If you put in the work, and most of when we fuck, when an average guy fucks, he just wants to come. But when he's like, okay, you know what, before I come, I'm gonna turn her world upside down sexually. When you're able to do that, you involve yourself, you commit, you invest a part of yourself, whether you unknowingly or unknowingly.
But this is about effort now, like energy putting into sex. I don't know, KO, it doesn't exactly say about sex on the first date.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you will never see her cheap if you are willing to take that effort. And you know what, let me make this once, even if it's going to be once forever, let me make this one time her best time ever. Because you'd want it to continue. That's not you seeing her as cheap. Because you don't just want to stick it and flick it.
Eric, unless we're not trying to be honest, if we're being honest, as guys who have seen a lot of Christmas, we've been around for some time. we know the narrative from back in the day. It was a thing.
I was never like that. Maybe that's why I'm taking this stance.
It's not, wherever you make analysis, it's never really 100%. There's always the
exception.
Yeah. But it was a general perception that if you met a girl, you guys went on the first date and you guys had sex, man, she's a cheap girl. Times have changed. The narrative is changing too. But this is how we saw it. And girls found out about it. And
I wonder how.
And they decided, you know what? I don't want to be called the cheap one. So that's where they started saying things like, oh, it's only the first time. I will make I come again or something. Mm. Next time, we'll go do them. So, going back to how I said it, it's a problem we created for ourselves. Now we're trying to change it. Luckily, the generation or the times that we are in now, a girl can tell you, I want to fuck you.
Fast and loose.
Otherwise, it could have been a very difficult one. So now girls are speaking up. So you don't even have to do so much anymore.
Yeah.
So sex on the first date, luckily, not a big deal now, but it could have been a very hard one for us to crack. Because what if every girl still believe that they still see them as cheap for having sex on the first date?
Eric asks how. Look, we all know for a fact that if there was one thing we're pretty good at, was talking about some of our sexcapades.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, you are quick to see a girl and be like, man, even if you've never laid her before, you'll be like, I knock that again.
I don't finish that.
That first time, now this restaurant, we just go after that, we just enter now. So automatically, conversations like that will always get to the ladies.
Yeah.
And when it gets to them, they really do not want their business out there. They are going to give you to have it if you can just shut up about it.
It's funny.
You should not be a kiss and tell.
We're talking about sex and the man with the most experience is not even saying anything. That's scale.
Give us, sir, from your wealth of knowledge.
What I'm trying to understand is, are you guys saying now girls are okay with having sex?
Yes, Eric.
Okay.
Yes.
So back in the day, I never really thought like, oh my goodness, she would be seen as cheap. I think Eric said a similar thing, like if she'll be seen as cheap if she has sex on the first date. But I have a theory as to why girls don't mind having sex with a man on the first date now.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with them being open-minded.
Okay.
I think it's to do with sex becoming more transactional in Nigeria.
Mm.
Because, oh my goodness, I don't know. Like,
are you remembering things?
I remember things.
flashbacks.
I'm having flashbacks, man. I'm having flashbacks. So a girl can have sex with a guy now, but it's not because she won't be seen as cheap. It's because most times after that night, she's expecting an alert of some kind.
Yeah.
Not that she has her self-esteem intact and all of that. So I still think it's taboo if she's not getting paid, which is happening a lot.
Here's the thing. I don't quite agree.
No.
I don't quite agree. The thing is, I don't know, maybe it's my own circle or stuff, right? It doesn't have to be transaction in nature. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because people are more open-minded to having sex these days than it was back then. If you, of course, you have situations where you call someone, and if you don't, what do? That's sort of like you going to a place and having to pay someone for sex. It's something similar. Now, there are some people, especially in the 21st century, the younger girls these days, they do not appreciate that. You can't even pay them when they are about to step out. Reason being that, yeah. Because the conversation has graduated with the Me Too movement. Trust me, there are quite a good number of them who are aware. And they will tell you, look, I only gave you this because I like you, because I love you. And they will tell you straight up that this is a one-night stand.
Even though, I will still appreciate a small alert.
Are you kidding me?
You know, maybe girls are... I partly agree with what Mega is saying. Maybe girls are not exactly saying pay me for sex, but
they want payments.
They want some kind of, you know, appreciation for the time we spent.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Look. That should not dissuade any guy from wanting to hit whenever he wants to hit, especially if the baby's on board. Whether it's the first date, whether it's the first hour.
I don't think guys have any problems with this at all.
So here's the thing.
Give it to me on the first date.
Here's the thing, yeah. If she's into that, I have seen cases and I have personally experienced cases where I have turned a crooked girl straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Hope you enjoy it.
It was supposed to be, it was transactional.
Ruler.
It was
the master of the coitus.
It was transactional. It was transactional, but I gave it as good as I got.
Mm.
And at the end of the day,
you didn't send anything.
Baby girl caught feelings.
Mm.
And that is a strong, that is a definite possibility.
She was digmatized.
But to me, the point remains that let's make it clear that girls having sex on a first date, a lot of times in Nigeria, are doing it because they're expecting to get paid.
But not all of them.
Let us do a room check right now. If out of random 10 girls, how many did you have to pay?
Me? None.
But
it's the same point, but that she's doing it not because she's comfortable enough just having sex, but she wants to get paid for the sex that night. That's why she's like, oh, mom, let me go fuck this guy. Give me something for your hotel room.
But you may not offer money at the end of the sex, but there's also another cost that comes in, you know, involved. And we've made it, I mean, it feels normal, right? So you're talking to a girl, and the moment you guys have sex, once you don't fuck like this, you feel, maybe start to feel some kind of obligation. So even her, now has the she can say her full chest to request something of you.
Yeah. Mm.
Something she didn't ever say before you guys had sex. So that's what sex does. It may not be pay me after we have had sex, but now she can tell you about her rent.
Uh-huh.
She can speak to you about how she needs to change her phone. She could have never said that if you guys hadn't fucked.
Mm. Facts.
Okay, so does that qualify as payment?
It is. It's payment.
No, sir.
What is that?
As far as I'm concerned, that does not qualify.
What is it then?
Now, here's the thing.
If it's the reason why she was in a haste to have sex.
How do you know?
Unless
she tells you all wrong.
Because she wouldn't have asked you for shit until you guys had sex. Now,
wait. Eric made a good point that the fact that he changed your... How did you put it?
Changed the narrative.
Yeah, you changed the narrative on
her. I changed her religion.
If, for example, right, she didn't come to Eric for that, but it just so happened that that is what happened. I mean, if payment comes, that's not the conversation we should be having.
In fact, she was the one that paid me.
That's what I'm saying.
So the reason why I feel it's important we make this clear is because there's a further conversation to be had, which is, should a guy even be trying to have sex with a girl? Because I feel that this notion that, girls are okay with it is not true. It's not true. And so let it be made clear, because there are lots of guys who don't even know if it's okay to want to have sex with a girl on the first night, or even how to go about it. But I kid you not, it's still taboo. And most girls that are so-called liberal in Nigeria, they are doing it because they want money. They are desperately looking for cash.
To all the brothers who haven't gotten tired of overusing their soap when every time they bathe, I strongly suggest you get out of that bathroom and get the real thing. Expect? You can't get anything for free unless she really, really, really likes you. Even at that, she still needs you to put in the work. She still needs you to meet her halfway.
So what, are we saying guys shouldn't try to have sex on the first date? Because I'm thinking, there's no harm in trying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so because these girls, sometimes we think you sabi them, but you don't know them.
They need
She might go back and be like, can you imagine? I even wore matching bra and panties.
I was thinking,
you know, I was thinking after this thing, we were going to fuck. And the brother man didn't even make any move. So I'm not saying force it or force her, but make a move. If she doesn't like it or she refuses, you can let it go.
I agree in totality. Look, as far as I am concerned, there's no harm in asking. Mm. The worst you can get is... And by the way, they no longer shame us again.
No.
We ask, and then when you say you are not interested, we both respect our boundaries.
onto the next.
Yes. If it was back then, yes, I knew maybe there'll be a dragging here and there. But these days, you're like, look, this is exactly what I'm looking forward to. Even if you're not going to go super direct, you could, you know, be suggestive with it. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you move on.
You need to put cock to purpose.
It's Cool FM Cano's 4Play Podcast.
But do you guys think sex on the first date has a way, or could it mess up a relationship?
That's a good question.
No.
Could it mess up
my relationship?
If you have plans for, do you think, because I feel like that's what girls think sometimes, like, you know, there's a long-term goal here, and if you get it just on the first day, what's the point? If the end goal is okay, but before you get the sex, you might notice a few things about yourselves and maybe even fall in love. Perhaps you were going for the sex, but if you just got it on the first day, that's it, that's the end of it. So I don't know what you guys think.
I feel like it helps a relationship. Imagine the guy has a terrible dick game, and then the first day you discover, as a girl who loves him and wants him to be better, you probably will be the one to advise him. So going forward, you tell him, sir, don't do it like this, you know, just kind of like like know the person that you are going to be with. That's an advantage to it. A very, very big advantage. Now, if you can lay the pipe down properly, let's not act like there aren't ladies who would see you 1 minute and feel like, you know what, I need to fuck this guy. I just want to know what this guy is like in bed. And when you hold it down, that's the only reason they want to see you again.
I hope he looks as good as he fucks.
Yeah, I mean, they do it all the time. The funny thing is, they don't tell us. That's a conversation that they have. And when they have that conversation, trust me, you're not going to be there. You know, like one certain time I heard a voice note, you know, circulating somewhere talking about someone who was probably decent doing stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm like, whoa, they do really, they have these conversations. They were actually in a makeup parlor and they were having, you know, girl talk. And I discovered that. And I'm like, yeah, it's worth it for you to try. Because then again, you get to know the person you are with. But, you know, there's always going to be that moral, you know, side to it. You just met a guy today and then you were late, you know, you are some type of way. So, yeah, kind of like
before we started, remember I was painting that scenario where, you know, after the wonderful date, you enjoy spending time together, you don't want to leave. You either suggest, both of you suggest, okay, your place or my place. You get there as a gentleman, you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take the couch. You enjoy your space. 12 midnight, she wakes you up and asks you to come join her in bed. If that is not a license to knock that booty, I don't know what is. And it was the first date.
You know, I think women should not try to complicate things because, to be honest, as guys, once you go out on a date with a girl and you guys end up at your place
or her place,
I mean, there's a huge part of your brain that has already activated for fuck.
We cannot fuck.
So, I mean, it would be better if your mind no date to fuck. Let's not go and put our situations out. Let me drop you in your house. And you can continue tomorrow.
When you become a Twitter trend.
Let me just go home. Instead of, okay, now you have said you're... I'm not going to force you anyway, but let's not come and go to my house and then...
Okay, this
start to form activity.
What if she says this is the reason why she's going to your house? I just want to Netflix and chill at your spot.
No,
Netflix
now
and chill is watch movie and fuck, oh.
No, Netflix and relax, oh.
No.
Which
Netflix,
one is that?
Netflix and chill, then fuck.
Chill is fuck. Netflix and chill.
No.
Chill means you guys will just probably have a conversation.
Like this.
Nope.
Netflix and chill. We will not even finish the movie. That's Netflix and chill.
The only
in the middle of it.
No, you don't put the flicks, so it's net and chill. There's no flicks.
The only conversation in such scenario is dick and pussy. Meeting, having a very touching moment.
And if she tells you, I am not going to your house to fuck, what then happens?
Yeah, I mean,
let's go home. I'm not going to your house to fuck.
Thank God if they can say, I'm not going to your house to fuck. But I mean, these days, okay, yeah, we're trying to have the conversation straightforward. Let's go to my place and, you know, let's have sex. Which makes it even sound one kind.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you just say a few things and say, do you mind going, do you think we should go back to my place? And that automatically means it's another way of saying, let's go and have sex. So if she accepts to go to your place, that means, she's game. Otherwise, she'll be like, nah, I think I'd rather go to my house. But now, because people have gotten in trouble with, because I was in your bed naked, does not mean you should try to have sex with me.
Facts.
You know, I could be in your bed naked, but did you ask me? Did I say yes? If not, I just want to feel comfortable. I enjoy sleeping naked.
Yes.
I didn't say come fuck me.
Now, it's crazy. Okay, what do you think about this? Yeah. You invite her to your place. She says no, just because she wants to see how hard you are going to push to convince her.
Ooh, that's another tough one. We need to have a conversation around.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Hope you enjoy it. Because they say, look, I like it when a man fights.
They say, stop it. Hey, I like it.
What do you think?
There's a new one now. They say, stop it. Don't stop. I like it. It's crazy.
Okay, what you think?
Who asked you to stop?
What do you say? Why you say they say different roles apply to different girls? Different roles apply to different girls. I'm wondering though, the thing about trying to have sex on the first date that I think is an issue for most dudes is if you try and she says no, does that end the relationship or can you recover from that? Does that end it?
It depends on
how. Try again another day now.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. That's if you're patient enough, because we have very impatient brothers out there, man. The dicks are impatient.
I mean, but so a good number of guys, once they spend a certain amount of money on a date, they have to get a return for their investments. And the only return they are taking is knacks. Once it's not easy, like, ah, man, money I've used to sub.
And trust me, no brother wants to end the night after a date with blue balls.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
Look, I'll always say this, yeah. If you are going to be spending that amount of money, please go ahead and tell her from the get-go.
You guys have that conversation.
Please. I would have thought that guys have understood this now. If you have a feeling, look, we all have a benchmark. If you can't go past 50K. If, for example, you say 50K is where I'm going to. If it gets to 50K, you know, I'm kind of like still expecting you to shift panties and stuff.
Sometimes
what do you spend? And
the amount of money you spend on a date could determine if you're going to be laid after. Mm. Sometimes. So some guys are sitting there like, if I pull her 100 grand, treat her nice, there's no way she no one fuck me.
Okay.
People have this kind of mentality. So it's a huge investment. But at the end of the day, you get nothing.
But let's discourage that mentality because
it's
of
It's bad. Yeah.
It is. So please, if you're going to be spending that amount of money and you're not sure you are getting it, don't even spend it in the first place because you are losing on both ends at the end of the day.
Because it's not entirely in your hands.
Because the lady
the
says,
girl can simply say no and that's it.
Imagine she says, look, oh, because she spent 100K on me now, you want this day, that month that I must sleep with you.
So I mean, my I don't know if KO wants us to go on our last take, but mine would be sex on the first date, not a bad thing. As a guy, you should make the move. If she says no, leave it.
Ladies, it's okay for you to ask us if we really want to fuck.
Yeah, to be honest,
bro. Yes, we are moving towards a time when there needs to be that honest conversation between all parties involved. So tell us. So let it not look like, because I mean, they find it funny. They find it, you know, kind of like a way, let's put the blame on the guy. Now you are the only one who won't know. That's gotten to a point where we know that you want to fuck. So tell us. We'll be open to having that conversation. We'll reply you. As for me, sex on the first date is perfectly okay. We have relationship, just like KU said, to get us started. That have, matter of fact, that moment defined the entire relationship. So yeah, nothing wrong. Give it a shot. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, move on.
All right, so ladies, your average guy is a gentleman, but his dick is a vagabond. His dick is a rogue, and you need to be very, very careful around that dick. Don't give the wrong signals, because body language is actually a language. Don't be doing body language saying yes, but I wasn't.
They want to test your control.
Have control over your body. The control button is spoiled on the dick.
Yeah, but there are still some people that have the control button that is working halfway. They just want to know, will Eric be able to hold himself in place if I were to give it to him and on a platter of gold?
You're giving it to me.
Yeah.
Who am I to say no to a gift?
We're about to wrap this one up, but one thing I want to mention, and just going back a bit, you know, that conversation about a girl saying, oh, I'm going to lie down on your bed, and we're going to your place, we're not going to have sex. I find that, why is this guy giving me this weird look? Like, dude, this is so weird.
It's mind-boggling. You want to come to my place, but no sex. Then what the fuck are you doing in my place?
There are girls who would come to your place, and they will make that very clear based on where they stay in your room. Yeah. They will sit down, they will not be on your bed. I've noticed that thing is a bit of a thing. Like she's sitting down on the chair, but she's like, no, I'm not coming to the bed.
Yeah.
That's a very weird thing. So that notion that, oh, she has to spell it out, it still boils down to body language. And me, when I get that vibe, oh, she doesn't want to come to the bed, she wants to sit down, it's kind of like, okay, she just came here to watch a movie, whatever, and then we keep it moving.
Yo, it could go down on the couch.
Right there on the couch, man.
What the fuck?
Right there on the couch.
You gotta be kidding me. Take full advantage of that couch.
Give me some boys to men. I'll make love to you in the background.
If only couches in the houses or rooms could speak, man.
Ooh.
They've seen a lot.
Look, that's where it starts.
Bang.
For KO, and next time remove the couch.
Listen.
I didn't say couch.
Listen.
Let the chair not be there.
Listen.
If the chair must be there, take full advantage of it.
But you know, it's funny. Even in school, that was a thing that dudes would do. When a girl is coming, they remove the chair.
Very true, man.
Sit down on the
chair.
Because they knew that her sitting on the chair versus the bed is a statement.
That's an extra one.
So when she comes to your place and she says,
you have to convince her to come to the bed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But when she comes to your place and she says, is the chair that I am. Come on, man.
Let's walk, Abby, before you get in between.
But for those who happen to be members of the Pirates of the Pussy group,
oh my days.
You don't need a bed. Neither do you need a chair.
What's the description wait, hold on. Let me understand the description. Who are those people? Let me see if I belong and not even know.
How can I join this cult?
It's a group.
Did you know what they do?
It's a group.
Please, what's your job description?
It's very simple.
Okay.
To plunder pussy.
Oh. I think we all belong there, right? Are we done?
All right, we're done with this edition of the 4Play Podcast. We out. Peace.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.